ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10, Chapter entitled Prahlad, the Best Among Exalted Devotees, Verse Number 39.
Ena Purva Kritam Yatta
Rajana Krishna Varina
जहुस्त्यन्ते तदात्मानं
कीटपेशकृतो यथा
एन पूर्वाकृतं यत्
राजन कृष्णवैरिणा
जहुस्त्यन्ते तदात्मानं
कीटपेशास्कृतो यथा
एन पूर्वाकृतं यत्
राजन कृष्णवैरिणा
जहुस्तनन्ते तदात्मानं
कीटपेशास्कृतो यथा।
राजन कृष्णवैरिणा
जहुस्तनन्ते तदात्मानं
कीटपेशास्कृतो यथा
येन पूर्वाकृतं यत्
राजन कृष्णवैरिणा
मताजि
येन पूर्वाकृतं यत्
तनन्ते तदात् वर्ड मीनिंग
एनः
दिस सिन्फुल एक्टिविटी ऑफ ब्लास्फेमिंग द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड
पूर्वकृतम
एग्जीक्यूटेड इन प्रीवियस बर्थ
यत्
विच
That
Rajanah
Kings
Krishna Vairina
Always acting as enemies of Krishna
Jaho
Gave up
Te
All of them
Ante at the time of death.
Tadatmana,
attaining the same spiritual body and form.
Kitaha,
avam, peshaskritaha, captured by a black drone.
Yatha,
just like. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Not only Shishupal and Dantavakra, but also many other kings who acted as enemies of Krishna attained salvation at the time of death. Because they thought of the Lord, they received spiritual bodies and forms the same as His. Just as worms captured by a black drone obtain the same type of body as the drone. Purport. The mystery of yogic meditation is explained here. Real yogis always meditate on the form of Vishnu within their heart. Consequently, at the time of death, they give up their bodies while thinking of the form of Vishnu and thus attain Vishnu Loka, Vaikuntha Loka, where they receive bodily features the same as of the Lord. From the sixth canto, we have already learned that when the Vishnu Dutas came from Vaikuntha to deliver Ajamil, they looked exactly like Vishnu, with four hands and the same features as Vishnu. Therefore, we may conclude that if one practices thinking of Vishnu and is fully absorbed in thinking of Him at the time of death, one returns home back to Godhead. Even enemies of Krishna who thought of Krishna in fear, bhaya, such as Kamsa, received body in the spiritual identity similar to that of the Lord.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Jena Tasme Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sahagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathamvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhamvitam Sa Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminite Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharire Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshitanine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Saptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripasindu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivatadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna. So it's our great fortune in our life, yet one more day when we are here to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this verse, specifically in this section, we're talking about remembrance. And remembrance comes after hearing. Shravanam Kirtanam, then it comes Vishnu Smaranam. So it is the very great fortune of the living entities who are able to hear and recite Srimad Bhagavatam, especially in the association of devotees. What to talk of sitting in the temple, which is as holy as the Vaikuntha itself. So in this section, we are seeing how Narad Muni is replying to the question of Yudhishthir Maharaj. Yudhishthir Maharaj asks the question, this canto, first chapter, 16th verse, almost 10 chapters back, 16th verse, he asked that, how did Shishupal got liberation? How did he got liberated? He was such an envious soul. He was such envious. He used to always blaspheme Krishna. And how did he got liberated? And that's why in this purport, in the word meaning, in this shloka, Prabhupada is writing, ena means this sinful activity. And then he says, of blaspheming the Supreme Lord. So this verse is exactly referring to that question of Yudhishthir Maharaj. So it's very good that when we have any doubt, we should ask senior Vaishnavas. Not only we get the answer for that particular doubt, but we get so many other things related to that for our own hearing and purification. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj asked this simple question to Narad Muni, that how did Shishupal got liberated? But Narad Muni didn't even talk about Shishupal in the entire 10 chapters. There's no description what Shishupal did, how he used to blaspheme Krishna, and why he used to blaspheme Krishna. How Krishna killed, that was clear how Krishna killed him, it was in Rasa Yagya. That will be spoken in more detail in 10th canto. Here, Narada Muni spoke so many things, teachings of Prahlad, the behavior of a demon, the behavior of a devotee, how they both behave when they are facing death. When Ashwatthama faced death, he released Brahmastra. When Arjuna was fearful seeing that Brahmastra, he prayed to Krishna. So any time if you want to check what is our behavior, and if that behavior is a devotee behavior or a non-devotee behavior, we can check our consciousness where we are dependent on. If any problem comes and we take, you know, everything on our shoulders and try to solve, that is another consciousness. And praying to Krishna for help and then resolving the issue, that is another consciousness. So here also Hiranyakashipu, when he came in front of Lord Narasingadev, what he did? He wanted to kill the Lord. And Prahlad Maharaj, when he faced death, he just remembered Lord. So this is what we learned. The behavior of a devotee and a non-devotee. So last few shlokas he was talking about how Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, they were, you know, in Kumbhakaran and Ravan, and then Shishupal and Dantvakra. In this verse Narad Muni is talking that why they got liberated. Why Shishupal got liberated? This was the main question of Yudhishthira Maharaj. So this entire verse is focusing on that question. And so we'll discuss about liberation, sorry, remembrance. So before, we will talk about consciousness. Prabhupada named our society as International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So it is the consciousness which we have to change, and other things will be taken care. We see, when we try to, you know, control mind like yogis do, but that is difficult process. Acharyas have given us process of devotional service, and what that does, we do the same activity what we were doing before, only restricting some sinful activities. Jai Shri Shri Radharas Vihari Bhagavan Ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Shri Gaurnitai Ki. We are doing the same activities what we were doing before. Of eating, sleeping, our own business, engagement. What is happening is because of devotional service, we are engaging in Krishna's service. So our consciousness is getting purified. So when consciousness changes, automatically mind is controlled. Intelligence becomes straightened out. False ego is, you know, gradually is curbing and gets reduced. So it is a consciousness on which we should work. How this Shishupal, what was his consciousness, but he was remembering Krishna. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita that whoever remembers, whoever worships demigods, he goes to the planets of demigods. Whoever worships the forefathers, he goes to the planet of forefathers. So that is how we are engaging our consciousness in that direction. So we go there. So a lot is spoken about association from which affects the consciousness. Is the association which affects the consciousness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking to Srila Sanatana Goswami and he is describing that due to bad association, the living entity desires is bhukti, mukti, siddhi. These all desires which come in our heart is due to bad association. However, if such a person, he becomes intelligent and worships Krishna and engages himself in Krishna consciousness, devotional service, what happens? He can achieve Krishna. He can achieve Lord Krishna. So whatever consciousness was affected or got contaminated due to bad association will all be purified when we associate with Krishna. Krishna's devotees, Krishna's paraphernalia, these all things will eventually affect our consciousness. We have seen from our childhood that whenever we come to temple or we touch anything, people, they touch the object, sanctified object, and they touch their head. Now scientists have also researched that there is another science behind this. Whenever you touch an object, that means you come in close contact with that object, whatever, whoever has used that object, his consciousness will also, you know, get transformed into our consciousness. So if any paraphernalia personally used by Lord, it is sanctified because of the association of Lord. And when we touch that paraphernalia, we also become purified. So this now science has also agreed. So this is all consciousness which changes with association. And we see how Krishna says that in Bhagavatam it is also said, akama sarva kama va moksha kama udarati tivrena bhakti yogena, that if you have desire of material sense enjoyment or of liberation, impersonal liberation, or of any siddhi, yogic siddhi, is still engaged in Krishna consciousness. Tivrena bhakti yogena. Intensify your bhakti, your devotional service. That will help us to achieve perfection. So the mercy of Krishna, Krishna is so merciful that even, you know, people like Kamsa and Shishupal, who were so demoniac, but because they were remembering Krishna, even though with antagonistic, you know, thought, not in a anukul way, in a pratikul way, still Krishna purified them and gave them sarupya mukti. Pandra got sarupya mukti, then Shishupal got sarupya mukti, Kamsa got sarupya mukti. All of them were constantly meditating on the divine form of the Lord, and even with a negative feeling, this is Krishna's mercy, Krishna purified them. So again and again scriptures are talking about this mercy of Krishna. And especially in Kali Yuga, what other hope we have than the mercy? If you depend on mercy and follow the path given by acharyas, then we'll definitely attain success. The Prabhupada also used to say, that one should not get disheartened or discouraged in the process of bhakti. Because when we get discouraged, we are not able to focus on the goal that we want to go back to Godhead. And the desire will not get intensified. Because if we actually always meditate on our goal, the desire to achieve that goal will also intensify, and with that intensity we'll become more and more closer to achieve that. Because our consciousness will always day and night be absorbed in thinking about that goal, which is to attain the lotus feet of Krishna. Just by desiring, our consciousness gets purified. There are so many stories about it. We know one story in Krishna book of Kubja. She desired association of Lord. But her heart had lust, which is a disease of this material world. But because somehow she desired association of Krishna, Krishna purified her. Whoever demons came to Vrindavan to kill Krishna, with whatever desire, Krishna fulfilled their desire and purified them. Putana came to, you know, feed the milk, and Krishna drank the milk and purified her. So this is the only hope we have, that whatever we have, we should just desire association of Krishna, association of devotees, and Krishna will make the way. The desire has to intensify. We see in Chaitanya Charitamrita again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Anyakami yadi kare Krishna rabhajana namagiteha Krishna tare denasvasharana. He says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Anyakami yadi kare. Anyakami means other desires. Bhakti process is Anya Abhilasha Shunyam. But here he is talking about Anya Abhilasha. Who is the Anya Abhilashi? Mukti, Mukti, Siddhi, Kami. Even if these people kare Krishnara Bhajan, if they engage themselves in Bhajan, what happens? Namagi Iteya Krishna Tare. They are not asking for, they are not going to Krishna and asking the lotus feet. But Krishna gives it. So with any desire, people come to Krishna. Krishna will fulfill, may or may not, but He will give them bhakti. One of the reasons Prabhupada opened this temple, to give association to people in the material world. Whoever enters the temple, they take darshan, whatever desire they come, they'll get purified. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita about consciousness, how in the purport Prabhupada writes that by vision, by meditation and by touch, by vision the fish nurtures its offspring. By meditation, the tortoise nurtures its offsprings. And by touch, the birds, they nurture their children. Similarly, Krishna says to Brahma or to Lakshmi, that I also, by my thinking, by my meditation, nurture my devotees. Krishna is also meditating on devotees, and devotees, they get nourished by that. In Lila Amrit, Prabhupada Lila Amrit, one chapter comes in fifth volume. Traveling around the world but absorbed in Bombay. When Prabhupada is traveling all over the world, but his consciousness is completely absorbed in Bombay. Before Bhagavatam, after Bhagavatam, night before sleeping, and in the morning, he is just thinking about Bombay. So Guru also is thinking about disciples. That is how he nourishes. And if disciple can connect with that consciousness, with he also thinking and following the instructions of Guru, he'll get mercy. Just with the desire that I wish to follow the instruction given to me, advancement happens. Why? Because consciousness is changing. Body, mind, intelligence, any one of our false ego may or may not support. But with the desire, consciousness is changing, and once consciousness starts changing, things will gradually improve. So for ourselves and for others, we should try that how we can change our consciousness. And this verse also has a connection with 10th canto. In 10th canto, 87th chapter, which is prayers by Vedas personified. All the Shrutis, they are praying. This is a story personally, this is personally told by Lord Narayan to Narad Muni, which comes in 10th canto, the 87th chapter. And different Shrutis are praying. So one of the prayer, I'll just read the translation, half translation. One of the prayers says, simply by constantly thinking of Him, of Lord, the enemies of Lord attain the same supreme truth whom sages fixed in yoga worship by controlling their breath, mind and senses. So it is referring to this sloka, that how simply by thinking, the enemies of the Lord, Kansa, Shishupal and other enemies, simply by thinking, they got what result? What even great sages, they achieve by meditation and austerities. If we analyze this, how difficult it is for a sage to practice. They have to do thousands of years. They have to practice austerity, yoga asana, controlling the breath, controlling senses. And if by constant and regulated practice of this yoga, after years and years, if they get success, what is that success? That success is they take darshan of Lord in their heart as Paramatma. After thousands of years, in one lecture, Prabhupada says that after thousands of years, yogis take darshan in their heart of Paramatma, the same darshan, we can come to temple and take of Radha Rasbihari and same benefit we can get. And after getting darshan of Lord in the heart for thousands of years meditating, then he can actually start. In the end, he may come to realize what is God consciousness, what is Krishna consciousness. Then he will understand, that sage will understand what is Krishna consciousness. And then he'll practice bhakti and attain the lotus feet of Krishna. What was attained by these enemies of Krishna? Just by remembering. Simply by remembering. Here it says, no? In this verse only. It starts. Simply by constantly thinking. But this simply process, it doesn't look so simple. Because of the senses becoming so wild and mind is not ready to focus on Krishna's lotus feet, runs here and there. This is the only austerity we can do. Just try to think. And how can we think? If we engage constantly in Shravanam and Kirtanam, we can remember Lord. If we engage, our mind may not allow us to meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord, but we engage our senses, our body in some practical service of the Lord, gradually we will see mind will be focused. This is what we have been given by Prabhupada. He stressed so much on service part because he knew that it is difficult in this Kali Yuga to serve. Harinam Sankirtan, book distribution, temple worship, temple cleaning, all these services, if we do, what happens? Our heart gets purified. Consciousness gets cleared. And then we see, our mind will be able, we'll be able to fix our mind with the lotus feet of the Lord. To one of the letter, Prabhupada replied, maybe some devotee was under stress. So Prabhupada said, best remedy is to sit down rigidly and chant Hare Krishna loudly till the time mind gets fixed up at the lotus feet of Krishna. So for some, solution is, if mind is too much agitated, Prabhupada said, just sit down rigidly and loudly chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra till the time mind comes and surrenders at the lotus feet of the Lord. Even if we try that, that helps. We have to just sit and chant and hear the chant. This will help us to remember. At least if we are trying to chant sincerely and we are not able due to different reasons, whole day we should meditate how to improve my chanting, doing our services. That itself is a remembrance. That is a task. How can I improve my services? That's a task. Like our pujaris, many pujaris, they keep taking darshan of different deities in ISKCON. Why? Because after 2-3 days my turn will be there. I have to dress up Lord Gaur Nitai or Radha Ras Bihari, and I need to see what kind of pagadi I can use, what kind of color I can use, what, how the garland will look like. So take darshan. So for them also remembrance is there by their practical service. They are directly personally meditating on the personal form of the Lord. Auspicious. Now what Lord says? Lord Krishna says in Gopal Tapani Upanishad, Lord Krishna said very beautiful verse. It says, aputa aputa bhavati yammam smritva, avrati vrati bhavati yammam smritva, nishkama sakama bhavati yammam smritva, ashroti shroti bhavati yammam smritva. 4 times Krishna is saying yammam smritva, just by remembering me. Krishna is personally saying, by remembering me, what happens? Aputa puta bhavati, one who is impure, he becomes purified. Chatan Charitamrit. Suchihaya muchihaya yadi Krishna taje, muchihaya suchihaya yadi Krishna bhaje. The muchi will become suchi just by Krishna bhajan, by remembering Krishna. Here Krishna is confirming the same thing. Aputa puta bhavato. Then he says, avrati vrati bhavati. Vrati means the vrata, our vows. One who is not able to follow his vows, one who is not able to, you know, execute his vows, he should remember Krishna and everything will be done. So by remembering Krishna, one becomes a strict follower of vows. It's not that by remembering Krishna we will not have to follow the vows. One becomes strict follower of vows. We have 4 vows, 4 regulative principles. If you want to become strict, keep remembering Krishna. Then he says, Nishkama Sakama Bhavati. Nishkama. Anyone who is desireless, he will completely be filled with desire. Ulta ho gaya kya? Nahin, seedha hi hai. A person who is a desireless, that means impersonal liberation, he will become desireful of attaining lotus feet of Krishna by remembering Krishna. If he has no desire, he will have that desire to attain Krishna. Then, ashroti shroti bhavati. One who has not studied Vedic literatures, shruti, ashroti, one who has not studied Vedic literature, he becomes an expert knower of the Vedas by remembering me. Just by remembering, one becomes an expert in knowing Vedas. Because the knowledge given in the Vedas is not achieved. It is revealed in our heart. Divya Gyan Hirdaya Prakashita. It is revealed in our heart. Krishna is saying, how? We know by service. One of the services is remembering. So just by remembering Krishna, that will be revealed. Such beautiful words Krishna is saying. And then it is mentioned in Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad 4.5.6. I will not read the... Okay, very beautiful shloka here also. Atma va. He is saying Atma va. Atma here refers to the Supreme Self. That means Lord Krishna. Drishtavya. Here in this shloka, it is mentioned how gradually one can become Krishna conscious. Atma va drishtavya. By, it is said, we must always observe the Supreme Self, whether in the heart or whether in the form of deity. We should observe. Drishtavya, Shrotavya, we should hear about that Supreme Self. And Mantavya, we should meditate. We should think. We should think about the Supreme Lord. And Nidhi Dhyasatva, we should be fixed up in our meditation on the Supreme Lord. This is how gradually we will get purified and become fixed up in Krishna consciousness. Drishtavya, Shrotavya, Mantavya, Nidhi Dhyasatva. These four things we have to follow. And how, it is also mentioned that how one can become Krishna conscious. One can become fixed up in Krishna consciousness. How can we follow this process of, you know, Drishtavya and Shrotavya and Mantavya? How can we follow? It is difficult. It is again difficult to fix our mind on Krishna. Then how can we do? So it is mentioned that one should realize the Supreme Self as directly visible in His full personality by following these three steps. The first step, he says, first one should hear the instruction of a qualified representative of Paramatma, that is spiritual master, and take the words of such a spiritual master into one's heart by offering humble service and striving in all ways to please Him. So first is to approach a spiritual master, to take instructions from him, to serve him, and always strive to please him. This is the first thing. Even Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Nectar of Devotion, the 64 essential items of bhakti, the first four items are this only. Approach a spiritual master, surrender unto him, take instructions, and then serve. Then he says, one should then ponder the divine message of the spiritual master continuously. continuously we should be thinking about how to achieve what has been given, how to fulfill the desire of spiritual master. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, before leaving this planet, he wrote a letter to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Very beautiful letter. In that he has written all the instructions what he wants Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to do. So one of the things was developing this Mayapur Dham. So he always meditated. And similarly, he gave instruction to Srila Prabhupada at the first meeting, 1922. Now go and preach in the Western world. 44 years it took for ISKCON to manifest. For 44 years, he didn't forget the instruction. He was constantly meditating on the instruction. Even though, you know, it was a hard struggle, results were not coming, nothing was happening. Any ordinary man would have given up. For 40 years nothing happened only. He's preaching, no one is listening. Finally he sits down, starts translating Bhagavatam, first canto, and then he again picks up the desire and Krishna arranges. Even after reaching west, for 1 year there was a trouble. And Prabhupada personally said, I never forgot my spiritual master. He is always with me. So constant meditation, how it is connected to consciousness, we were talking at the start of the lecture. And that just by meditation, the desire will get intensified to serve. What is Bhava Bhakti? What is Raga Bhakti? When we feel about Krishna, when we take darshan, we get some feelings. We should feel about Krishna. When we are serving Krishna, something should happen in our heart. That is by meditation, remembrance. And then, after doing this, then one can proceed to meditate on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord with total conviction and determination. Not, you know, going directly. Without serving spiritual master, we cannot meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna. So with this last one verse, we'll end this lecture. Srila Sridhar Swami, very beautiful, he prays. A concluding prayer. He says, Charana smaranam premna tava deva sudurlabham yatha kathanchit narhare mama bhuyad ahar nisham. He says, Charana smaranam premna, your lotus feet, tava deva, your lotus feet, or the remembrance of your lotus feet is sudurlabha, is rarely achieved. It's not easy for any living entity to achieve that. It's rare. One has to have that mercy. One has to have that service attitude. So what is very rarely achieved, Sridhar Swami, what he is praying, Yatha Kathanchit Narahare, O Lord Narahari, Yatha Kathanchit, somehow or the other, please bestow this benediction on me. Mama bhuyad ahar nisham, that I should be able to meditate on your lotus feet ahar nisham, day and night. So this beautiful prayer, Sridhar Swami, he also concludes one of the verses. So I thought this is a good concluding prayer we can all recite. Supreme Lord, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, आपने बताया कि जब जप करते समय बैठकर करना चाहिए, किंतु मन बहुत ये है, मतलब भागता रहता है इधर से उधर, मन में बहुत सारे थॉट आते हैं, ये आते हैं, फिर भी मन एकाग्रचित नहीं होता है, प्रयत्न करने के बाद भी नहीं होता है, ये तो क्या करना चाहिए?
तो इनका प्रश्न है कि हम बोलते हैं बैठ के जप करना चाहिए, लेकिन मन भागता है, बैठ के जप करने नहीं देता। एक्चुअली कई बार देखा गया है कि हम लोग बैठे बैठे थक नहीं जाते या नींद नहीं आती, फिर भी हम चलने लगते हैं जब करते समय, क्योंकि माइंड बैठने नहीं देता, माइंड एक्टिवेट रहता है, वो हमको एक्टिवेट कर देता। तो भी सॉल्यूशन वही है कि आप सुनने में ध्यान लगाएं, माइंड तो जो बोलेगा हम नहीं कर सकते, है ना, किसी प्रकार से माइंड की न सुनते हुए यहां तक पहुंच गए। अगर माइंड की सुने होते तो अभी तक आते नहीं, मन की सुनते तो यहां तक पहुंचते नहीं, किसी प्रकार पहुंच गए यहां पे भगवान की कृपा से, तो अब क्यों मन की सुनना, तो प्रयास करना पड़ेगा, सुनने का प्रयास कीजिए। उसके बहुत सारे तरीके हैं मन से डील करने का, लेकिन बेस्ट है हरिनाम को बस सुनने का प्रयास कीजिए। मन में विचार आता है ना, आने दो, जितने विचार आते हैं आने दो, वो विचार को मत रोको, क्योंकि हम जब मन के विचारों को रोकने का प्रयास करते हैं तो हम क्या करते हैं, समुन्द्र की लहरों को रोकने का प्रयास करते हैं। रोक सकते हैं? हजारों लाखों करोड़ों सालों से यही समुन्द्र लहरें आ रही हैं, हम रोक सकते हैं? तो उसको छोड़ दो, आप क्या करो, सुनने पे फोकस करो। जैसे जैसे हरिनाम अंदर जाएगा कर्ण द्वार से, वैसे वैसे हृदय में प्रवेश होगा, हृदय शुद्ध होगा, हृदय शुद्ध होगा अपने आप माइंड को डीलिंग करेंगे, हमारा काम नहीं है। हम डायरेक्ट माइंड को डील क्यों करें, जब हमको हथियार है तो क्यों बिना हथियार के लड़ना? आप मन को बोलोगे ये विचार मत दो, ठीक है बोलेगा मत लो, फिर दूसरा दे देगा, फिर आप दूसरे को अच्छा ये लिख लेता हूं, ये पॉइंट अच्छा मन ने दिया, लिख लेते, फिर तीसरा विचार आएगा, फिर आप नकार देगा, चौथा देगा, तो कुछ भी करेंगे मन तो विचार देता रहे, वो तो उसका ड्यूटी है, वो अपना ड्यूटी कर रहा है, हम अपना ड्यूटी नहीं कर रहे सुनने का। महामंत्र सुनने का हमारा ड्यूटी है, मन अपना ड्यूटी कर रहा है, वो चंचल है, वो अपना चंचलता दिखा रहा है, लेकिन हम दृढ़व्रता नहीं बन पा रहे हैं, दृढ़ता नहीं दिखा पा रहे, क्योंकि हम अपनी ड्यूटी नहीं करते। तो बस सुनने का प्रयास कीजिए, धीरे धीरे होगा, क्योंकि हुआ है ना, इस पथ पे बहुत लोग चले हैं, बहुतों को सक्सेस मिला, तो हमको भी मिले। श्रद्धा रखते हुए भगवान को प्रार्थना करते हुए हरिनाम जोर से उच्चारण करते हुए सुनो, आगे बढ़ेंगे। मन को अपना काम करने दो, आप अपना काम करो, अंत में विजेता आप ही होगे अगर आप लगे रहोगे तो, ठीक है।
हरे कृष्ण। प्रभु जी, आप बता रहे थे कि जब हम लोग पर्सनल सर्विस करेंगे भगवान को, तो पर्सनल फॉर्म में भगवान का हम लोग एसोसिएशन प्राप्त होगा, है ना? तो मेरा क्वेश्चन है कि ये जो डीडी फॉर्म्स है और वो फॉर्म, जो फॉर्म गोलोक वृंदावन में रहते हैं, ये दोनों फॉर्म में कुछ एनी डिफरेंस, कुछ डिफरेंस है क्या दोनों फॉर्म में?
आपने पूछा कि पर्सनल फॉर्म की सेवा करने से हमको पर्सनल फॉर्म का एसोसिएशन मिलेगा, नहीं मैंने वो नहीं कहा, मैंने कहा कि पर्सनल फॉर्म पे मेडिटेशन है ना, हाँ, तो कोई ड्यूटी सर्विस नहीं भी कर रहा है तो भी उसको पर्सनल मिलेगा, भगवान का पर्सनल फॉर्म है ना। अभी ये भगवान के विग्रह में और भगवान गोलोक वृंदावन में कोई फर्क है क्या? तो यहीं पे राधाराज बिहारी को देखते हुए प्रभुपाद ने दर्शन लेते हुए कहा कि गोलोक वृंदावन में कृष्ण ऐसे ही दिखते हैं, सिर्फ रंग का भेद है। जो रास बिहारी है सेम कृष्ण गोलोक वृंदावन में ऐसे ही दिखते हैं, ये प्रभुपाद ने कहा, सिर्फ रंग का भेद है। अब आप इसका मतलब निकाले, जब प्रभुपाद जी बोल दे तो फिर हम क्यों मतलब निकाले, हम तो देखे नहीं ना, प्रभुपाद जी देखे है ना, तो उनका सुनना चाहिए, वो बोल रहे हैं कोई भेद नहीं है, कोई भेद नहीं है। और कोई प्रश्न? वृंदराज श्रीमद भागवतम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, नितई गौर प्रेमानंदे।